Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere, the National Corn Growers Association, and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Since 1981, I have seen and watched and participated in a number of changes of power in the White House. President Obama promised Mr. Trump a smooth transition of power. However, with 1 month before the transfer, I have never seen a lame duck president make so many executive decisions which will make the new president's job more difficult. And here's what the New York Times newspaper had to say, and they're no friend of Donald Trump. And I quote, Obama did not say that he intended to set up as many policy and ideological roadblocks as possible before Mr. Trump takes the oath of office. He has banned oil drilling off the Atlantic coast, established new environmental monuments, ordered the transfer of detainees from Guantanamo Bay, criticized Israeli settlements, punished Russia for interfering in the recent elections, freeing nonviolent drug offenders from federal prisons, end of quote. And I should also mention that he would like to find some way to stop Republicans from repealing Obamacare. And I understand why he wants to protect it. It's his. But I'm not suggesting that his recent executive orders are all wrong. For example, I don't know what the best approach is to find peace for Israel. But at this late date, I think that these decisions should be left to the new president. I don't think that President Obama should ban any more oil drilling, and he should not establish a 1.6 million acres in Utah and Nevada as federal land national monuments. Western states or ranchers and other businesses, they don't want the federal government dictating to them. And finally, probably some sanctions against Russia for hacking into our internet are justified, but why did Obama wait so long? The truth is Russia has been doing the same kind of hacking in European elections for years. We're not going to admit it, but certainly the United States has been trying to hack into other countries too. I've listed just a few of the executive actions that President Obama has taken. I expect there will be more before January the 20th. 2017, this year, is going to be a very interesting year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.